On the way home, I was thinking about doing the nice cold open of just me ranting, because I've been stuck within the last few weeks, been stuck behind geriatric drivers. And this was before I got stuck in traffic and I called you. So I was already tilted thinking about the geriatric drivers and how good that intro would be. And then I got stuck in
stop traffic, probably because of a geriatric.
Yeah, there were driver. 5 accidents on I-87 South.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah. I've never, you didn't know you could do evasive maneuvers in a Nissan Rogue. Boy, they got learned. But anyway, the first one, I was...
Tokyo drifting.
Yeah. I left work late, and then it was a 45. This lady's going 40. So I was like, I went through the light, pulled up behind her, and yeah, I was riding much closer than I should have been.
Cotton ball?
What's that?
Driver? Have you never heard in relation to... churches, like a cotton ball congregation.
What was that?
The white puffy hair.
Oh, no.
Geriatric drivers.
No, this, okay, this lady was probably somewhat in her 60s. She had...
So older.
She had fried, bleached blonde hair. She had wrinkly leather-clad skin. And the whole time she has her hands up out the window, what are you doing? And I wasn't going to give in to it because I'm not trying to get shot while I'm driving.
But by Yzma.
Yeah. And then we get to a light, right? And so she puts her window down and sticks her head out, and she starts yelling things at me. So I literally just sat in my car, and I'd wave every now and again just to let her know I was still present and observing her. And then the light turned and she was going straight and I was taking a left. And so she peeled off going 7 miles an hour and stuck her arthritic middle finger in the air. It didn't even extend all the way. It was just hunched over.
She stuck her claw out the window.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Then I was on the way to get my haircut yesterday and I was stuck behind somebody else who was going 32 in a 45.
That would...
And I was bugging. And... Eventually, we got on the short spurt of highway that it takes me until I get to Ariana's new place, and was able to pass them. And then just today, the person again was going only 5 under, but I'm people usually go 10 over in that area. So really, it's a 15 mile an hour swing,
right?
And then I got stuck in traffic,
and that's when you almost lost your salvation.
No.
Because you were
no. I would rather be stuck in traffic than stuck behind
a slow driver.
A slow driver.
That's fair. I understand that. But give me your reasoning.
Because if I'm stuck in traffic, there's nothing I can do. Because I was on an on-ramp. There's no U-turns. There's no nothing. Right. You have to come to terms. When you're stuck behind
this
a slow driver,
this is your situation.
You have the intrusive thought of just drive on the shoulder, just drive on the grass, just do something to get around this person who probably shouldn't be driving in the first place because they don't know which way is up.
They don't know there's a skinny pedal on the right.
They don't know a lot of things. And then this is where the music is going to start. And then the music's going to end, and I'll say, welcome everybody to another episode of the My Life, Your Life Together podcast with Zach Beck and Patrick Mahomes. Oh, wait, no. That's Zach Jenkins. Decked out in his Kansas City Chiefs apparel.
Apparel.
And I'm going to get ahead of it before anybody thinks he's a bandwagon jumper. No, the boy's from Kansas City, so shut up.
Been a Chiefs fan for a long time, even before my boy Patty Mahomes.
Who's that?
Got there.
Not familiar with him.
Yeah, you know, he's...
Is he the dude with the weird haircut?
Yeah, you know, really, he's being put on the map because of his best friend, this dude Travis, who's dating...
Stop it. Nope, we're not talking about it. I will... I will promote you to listener if you continue that story. So help me. Don't do it. Don't even think it.
I already stopped.
So, today's episode, I got to thinking, and this is literally just a spontaneous thought that turned into an episode. We've had like a lot of serious episodes out, which I love. I love talking about stuff like that. I know Zach does too. Let's talk about depression. At last glance, is up to 77 downloads now, I believe, which is like
nice.
It's huge. It's That's real. Awesome. Yeah. So we appreciate the support. We appreciate sharing it with people, but also we like to have fun. And so I was like, Zach, I want us to sit down and record our perception of the history of the United States of America with absolutely zero prep work.
I don't know what you're talking about. History started
July when Trump 4th, got 17, elected.
1776, nah, anything before America, that was a mistake.
America wasn't a thing until Trump 2020. Trump 2016. When was he president?
16 to, what year to 20. Are we in? Yeah.
We're in 23 right now?
Yeah, he lost in 20.
Oh, no, he didn't.
It was rigged in 20.
Yeah.
Rigged.
Yeah. This is not staying in. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Good Lord.
Because it'll automatically start too much political controversy between everyone.
Yeah.
We'll get so much hate on every side. Hey,
the two-party system sucks. It does. It's I'm going to leave trash. That part in. Okay. Back. U.S. history. So we're going to talk about what we recall from learning about U.S. history. From the beginning of the United States until now.
America. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll take a break. You guys won't hear a break because I'm going to edit it all together. And we're going to look up like the most monumentous things in American history. And we're going to see how horrible we did at remembering things and how terrible we are with dates. And I can't wait.
What weird niche historical facts that we know.
Yes. And I can almost guarantee a lot of the historical facts I share aren't going to be facts. They're just going to be something I read on the internet once and did probably zero research about. So do not use this as an open book test. Like, don't use this to help you get through high school.
This is a...
Also, if you're in high school listening to this, I'm too old. Like, just there's better things out there.
This is a sober drunk history.
Yeah, where we have sparkling ice crystal. What is it? No, it's just sparkling ice raspberry lemonade.
The sparkling ice zero sugar, little like seltzer water.
Yeah,
because
we have diabetes.
Which, if you're a listener to the podcast, you should already know.
Yeah, and if you're not,
then
we have diabetes.
Check out a couple of our episodes that we've already talked about.
Yeah, except the
type 1 beatus.
Yeah, the newest type 1 episode did not come out yesterday because of user error. I got stuff going on. This is still a hobby.
Listen, it is life difficult to edit all this. And I'm saying that as the one involved in this venture that doesn't have to edit.
Okay. Let's start.
In the beginning, there was America.
No, I'm talking about like after we killed the Indians and took their land. After English settlers came over and committed mass genocide.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it wasn't just English. It was the Spanish and the Portuguese and the French. There was lots of genocidal
after
people.
White man came over here and committed genocide. Natives. Fast forward a few hundred years, right? 1492 is when Columbus came over.
And a lot of,
okay.
Over the next few hundred years.
1776.
It actually started earlier than that.
Well, I was going to backtrack, numbnuts.
Okay.
Because clearly you know more than me. So, Zach?
I never claimed that.
1776 is when, like, we became a country.
Well, when we declared our independence.
Right. But it was like, when did we first out of here? Like, was it? It's longer than 72, isn't it? That would be my
earlier?
Guess. Yeah. Is it earlier than that?
Yeah. So the first little like skirmishes.
But like when were we like America under British authority? Like when did that first start?
I mean, I feel like that's a little debatable because they were the 13 colonies and we had our own kind of identity as a separate entity.
So we're kind of like, we were to England what Puerto Rico is to us right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And there was a lot of like, the colonies were getting fed up with British rule and they were doing a lot of stuff where like the British would take our like fishermen and boats and stuff like that and force them to serve in the Royal Navy, almost like indentured servitude, and force them to like serve the British Empire against their will and things like that. And then there's also, you know, the whole thing of like taxation without representation, and they would like seize the like colonies ships and seize our goods and stuff and be like, huh, this is part of the crown now, you know? And so,
and then we got sick of that.
Yeah. People were like, nope.
So that was going on longer than 1772.
Yeah. I think, okay,
'cause that would be my guess. We're like, hey, we're colonies. And then after a couple of years, we're like, oh no, let's fight. And then after a couple of years, we're like, boom, we're independent.
Yep. And like, so there was
most of my knowledge is going to be coming from Hamilton, the musical.
Like there was actually several like small skirmishes and actual court cases where like some of the colonial fishermen stuff stood up against the British and got, you know, like charged with different things, and some of the founding fathers that were lawyers were, you know, a part of defending those people and like taking things to court and whatnot. And it was a, you know, a gradual build up to the point of like, yeah, no, we about to fight about it, you know. And then, you know, Boston Tea Party.
Oh yeah, that's something I know. I don't know what year happened in, though.
I don't remember what year it happened in, but it was before 17... It was before the Declaration of Independence, obviously.
Thanks for that. I knew that.
Some people don't. Some people think those are, like, synonymous.
The only other thing... Okay, that's not true. Because I've seen The Patriot. I know things about the Revolutionary War. I remember reading in a paragraph in a history book in eighth grade about the shot heard around the world.
Yeah.
Was that in Boston?
No.
Was it in Massachusetts at all? It was in Massachusetts.
Isn't that...
It was definitely in Massachusetts.
I was about to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that was in either Lexington or Concord. That's what started that little... Because there was a shot heard around the world.
Didn't that start the whole thing?
Standoff. Yeah. And then, if I remember correctly, there was that whole little like standoff, and then nobody... quote unquote knows who fired the first shot, and then there was this big massacre.
It was us.
I mean, probably like Han Solo shot first.
No, he just shot. Greedo never shot. You don't shoot first. That's like saying Lexi's
Greedo shoot, didn't he?
That's like saying Lexi's my first wife. I don't have any other wives.
She's still your first.
Yeah.
Still your first wife, even if she's your only wife.
Han shot. Cold-blooded murder without cause.
Yeah, which is why he's the scoundrel, anti-hero, hero. Anyways, this isn't a Star Wars episode.
What if Han Solo shot the shot heard around the world?
He was there in 1776. Because Star Wars has opened up the world between worlds, which involves... a form of like weird time travel. Anyways, then we started fighting the British.
Yeah.
And
okay. So we fight the British.
Yep.
We're not going through all those battles.
Right. We just taught the British what's up. Like,
I almost asked a really dumb question, so I'm going to spit it out there. I almost asked a question about seeing the whites of their eyes, but I'm pretty sure that was a thing Teddy Roosevelt said.
No, because that was the Revolutionary War, because it was the Minutemen.
Oh,
Yeah, that was the Minutemen who were
What did Teddy Roosevelt say that one war on that hill that one time?
I don't know. When we do our second after the break, you'll have to Google it. Remember that you got to Google what Teddy Roosevelt said. Teddy Roosevelt said a lot of things. Teddy Roosevelt has a ton of like super awesome quotes. Yeah, but like, the Whites of Their Eyes thing was a Minuteman thing. Who the Minutemen were like this.
Make sure they get close so you don't miss, yeah. Dummy.
Yeah. Aim small, miss small.
Yeah.
Patriot reference.
Yeah. R.I.P. Heath Ledger.
Yeah. So, we kicked the British's butt.
Yes.
Actually, we barely won that war. That was actually very
I'm going to say something that's never been uttered and will never be uttered again.
What's that?
The French kicked butt.
Yeah, that happened once and only once.
Yeah. So the French saved our tuchuses. We became America.
Yeah.
And then I'll be honest with you.
You don't know anything.
The next thing that's going to come.
Civil War?
Yes. And I feel like there was maybe like a little worry war something in the middle of there.
There was
it something about Indians.
There was there an Indian more war? Than there was more than one war between 1776 and
don't even tell me you know when the Civil War starts.
1860.
Oh, I was going to say 1820 and that was just a shot in the dark side.
It was 1860 to 1864.
I thought this was going to be a funny episode where neither of us knew anything. And hold on, now I just look like an absolute moron.
Hold on.
And you're like,
I have one question for you. I have one question for you. Do you know when the War of 1812 happened?
It was at least 1811.
So there was a big war again. We had a second war against the British. Where the British tried to like come back and do, you know, part two and take the colonies back.
40 years later?
Yeah.
The war of 1812. Why are they holding a grudge? Just give up.
I mean, I'm convinced that all the trouble that we see in the world today is somehow an elaborate scheme by the British Empire to take the colonies back.
I hope you really mean that.
I don't, but I think it's funny to talk about. But so War of 1812, the British came back and were like, yeah, we want this back. I know there was a lot more involved in that.
You know there was a lot more than they came over and said, hey, we want this back.
Yeah, I mean, they burned the White House during the War of 1812.
Stop it.
Yes, no, they burned the White House.
Is that when it was in Virginia?
Yes.
See, I knew it was in Virginia.
I mean, Washington, D.C. is still, well, none of this, like, border between Maryland and Virginia.
Okay. I still knew something.
But, yeah. No, they, like, man, if we get any of this stuff wrong, like, what we're talking about, you know how
Washington,
dumb people
D.C.
are going
to
be?
Is a state, right? It's a District of Columbia, so, like.
Right, but it's, like, a city-state, kind of like the Vatican is not actually.
Wait, so what laws apply to it?
Whatever laws in place in the District of Columbia. I mean, it's still under national, like federal law.
Oh.
Because
it's
part of
the
United States.
Is it only under federal law?
But they have to have their own. I know it's not. We'll have to look it up, but I know that there's something like DC's weird.
Like, I like to think I could like go there and just get wild.
No. Well, I mean, you can. It's like super violent and like lawless and kind of like the Old West. And,
yeah.
You know.
I would say nobody should go there, but I know somebody who's there for school right now. So I don't want to scare their parents.
It's a dangerous spot, but I do really like D.C. as a city, and there's a lot of cool stuff to see there. So the War of 1812.
Yes.
And then somewhere in there, I hope I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure the Mexican-American War happened.
Was that
prior.
With Davy Crockett?
Davy Crockett died in Texas in the Texas-Mexican War. That's when Texas became its own country. Davy Crockett died at the Alamo.
Yeah. That wasn't then?
No, that was before Texas became a country and definitely before Texas joined.
What about Daniel Boone?
Daniel Boone? I don't know.
That's a name.
Yeah, I mean, he was another famous outdoorsman. But
so why were we fighting Mexicans in 18-something?
I really don't know. I don't know. I will admit, I don't know much about the Mexican-American War.
You basically lived there.
I basically lived in Mexico, yes.
Yeah. You should be filled with rich history.
I know a lot of Texas history.
Oof.
We could do an episode on Texas history.
And Texas sucks.
You shut your dirty whore mouth.
Texas is one of my least favorite places.
Have you ever been there?
Nah, I just wanted to get under your skin.
I was like, how do I know that you have never been to Texas? Because you said it's one of your least favorite places.
Yep. It's too big. I'm a firm believer if somebody goes to Texas and they're like, oh, I hate Texas, then like, it's too big to judge it on one area.
That's true. Like West Texas, I'm not a huge fan of. Central Texas, South Texas is pretty awesome. East Texas is pretty awesome. North Texas, Panhandle, not a huge fan of. It's kind of like Kansas.
Cool story.
Flat farm fields. But interesting fact about Texas. Did you know from where I grew up in El Paso, which is the westernmost city, it is quicker for me to drive west and hit the Pacific Ocean than it is for me to drive east and hit the eastern border of Texas with Louisiana?
That's hilarious.
I can go west and cross three states and hit the ocean quicker than I can go east and hit the border of the same state that I'm in.
United States is such a dumb country.
Yeah, like, it's wild.
Like, people in Europe are like, oh, I'm in Italy. Let me hop on a train and get to Belgium for, you know, a couple days. And I'm like, cool. I'm going to drive 5 hours to Buffalo and 8 hours, and I'm still stuck in Ohio, which is the worst state in the history of America.
I have a cousin that lives in Ohio.
And I'll fight anybody on that. I almost got into a fight with a gas station attendant in Ohio.
Was it?
But that's not part
about
of
how
American.
Trashy Ohio is?
No, it's because he was stupid. But that's not part of American history.
Okay. So, War of 1812.
Yes.
We survived and beat the British.
Obviously. How long did it take?
I don't know.
Sweet. I'm going to guess. Well, let's guess so we can see how good we are. I'm going to guess 3 years.
I think it was shorter than that. I think it was a fairly short war.
All right. Well, that's
I'm
going to
go
guess.
With 2 years.
Oh, that's you just really copying me and cutting me off in the knees.
I mean, my guess would have been three, but I can't say the same as you, so I'm going to say two.
Okay. So we got done with that. And then
I really don't know much of what happened. I think the Mexican-American War was in maybe the 1830s, late 1830s.
How many colonies or states did we have by then? Was it still just like 13?
No. I know that American, the westward expansion, what was it? Manifest Destiny?
Lewis and Clark.
The whole idea of like, basically, we're going to take everybody else's land, you know?
This land is your land, and now it's my land. Basically, we took it with force. There's nothing you can do. We'll give you smallpox and let you freeze to death. This land is made for me and me.
Did you make that up on the spot?
Came up with that.
I'm actually impressed.
Yeah, man.
America doesn't have the cleanest history. Because we did some bad stuff to the natives.
Awkward.
Yeah, definitely during that time. And I know we added states. I don't know how far our westward expansion got, but I know there was lots of like territories and lots of territories. It was like, oh, the territory of Montana and the Kansan territory, And then later they were adopted
like
into states.
Yeah. Smaller and land divisions got set up and
somewhere in there was the Louisiana Purchase, which we bought half the United States or like the entire Midwest.
Yeah. For like some corn.
From what was it? I think it was controlled by the French we bought it from.
Idiots.
Yeah. You big old dummies. We bought pretty much the entire Midwest from the Canadian border down to Louisiana.
Why were French people over here?
Because as soon as,
I never learned about French settlers.
Chrissy Columbo, found land over here and was like, yo, there's like land and
yeah, but they don't teach you about French settlers and
but
history.
There was French, there was Dutch, there was Portuguese, there was Spanish, there was, you know, English, like
I knew about
German settlers and you know, so French actually were a huge part. I mean, the fact that before the Revolutionary War we fought the French and Indian War.
Oh, that was before? Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for us to get to that.
No, the French and Indian War was before the Revolutionary War. So it was actually between England or the colonies, which were under British rule,
yeah,
and the French, who had an alliance with the Native Americans.
Wild.
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, that was before.
Dang it. I've been waiting for us to get to that.
Yeah, no, that happened prior to the Revolutionary War.
Shoot.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know when in the 1700s, but it happened in the 1700s.
All right. And we obviously beat the Mexicans.
Yep. Okay. And then sometime after the, I think it was in the 1840s, that Texas became a part of the Union.
Yeah.
And they were like, eh, we'll help y'all out and join your little United States.
Yep.
Yeah. You know.
And then
solely for the sake of to help out the U.S., not because Texas needed anything, because it was the greatest country on earth.
Nope. Nope. I'm not letting you have that.
That's fine.
And then shortly thereafter, we were like, yo, we need more money for slaves. Let's start a war.
What?
What?
We need more money for slaves?
Yeah.
No, there was already a huge divide. Like at that, by the time of the Civil War, a lot of the northern states, from my understanding, had already like slowly started to abolish slavery.
Nah, they didn't.
Like, it didn't mean that they, you know, treated, you know, black people right, or, you know, but they were starting to that movement, and England had actually already abolished it. They did it first. And then, you know, I know a lot of people talk about there was a lot more like economic stuff, and I'm sure there was.
I just have never believed that we went to war
for a good moral reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's always more to war.
Yeah. There was, from my understanding, a lot of it really was economics, and it happened that we included emancipation as part of.
Who was our president during the Civil War? Was he present during it?
Please, please.
But like the whole thing? Wasn't Ulysses S. Grant a president, or was that after? Was that before?
So,
I know Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know if he was president of the North the entire time.
Yes. Okay. He was president of the Union during the Civil War. Do you know who Ulysses S. Grant? You were right that Grant was a president. But it was after the war. Do you know what he was during the war?
He was a general.
Yeah. And he, like, was a kick-butt general that won the war.
Yeah.
Do you know who the other general on the other side was?
Well, yeah. So I had this strange obsession with the Confederacy,
really?
Probably having to do with the school I went to. That sounds bad.
Did they make you wear white? Sorry.
I mean, our uniforms were white shirts and gray pants. No, but like the principal slash headmaster, he was an admirer of Robert E. Lee and his, you know, brain and tactics. And then
that's fair.
So like we learned about history, but like the Confederacy history was beaten to our brains.
That's actually really, like, funny and concerning.
Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, were two people that I learned about. Just
at
in like
your Confederate school.
Okay, when, that's not. Let's not spread that rumor.
Oh my god! I can't stop burping.
This isn't what. Somebody just bite somebody until it's not fun anymore. But like, especially during like basketball practices, because he was our coach too.
Okay.
Like we needed to have the work ethic of Stonewall Jackson, right? We weren't allowed to wear the color red in practices because that was like our quote unquote color, the color of our quote unquote rival. And so we couldn't wear the color red or we would have to run suicides, which I'm pretty sure you can't call them suicides anymore.
Yeah.
If somebody knows what I'm talking about and can give me the real term for them, tell me. I'm going to disregard.
Just like running lines?
That still sounds negative too.
Yeah, but it's probably more PC than suicides. Oh,
I forgot that I didn't care because they were called suicides. And
yeah.
This is a story of history.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought this podcast episode was going to be a good idea. And you're not going to have any context listening to me say this for what just took place.
Once we get past this.
Yeah. So the Civil War happened. And you said it happened for 4 years?
Yes.
But why did it take so long? Were we evenly matched? Was like the Union and the Confederacy evenly matched?
I know at the start of the war, the Confederacy was like stronger. And then they kind of ended up falling apart and the Union ended up having more. But I think also the Union ended up getting more like foreign support.
So it's not like we were smarter tacticians. It was like...
I mean, like you already pointed out, Robert E. Lee was a very smart tactician, very good leader in general. And really, the Union struggled with their leadership until Grant...
Yeah.
Took over, and then he kind of, you know, pulled things together and got us a win. But it's one of those, you know,
got us a win. You said that very nonchalantly. You know,
won a war,
yeah. NBD. It's like you're literally going to say Patty Mahomes is about to get you a win, which puts him on the same pedestal as Ulysses S. Grant.
I mean, you know.
Was his name Ulysses S. Grant, or did he just own a Grant, and it was just Ulysses Grant? Or was it, that's a joke.
No.
It's a joke.
I thought you were being serious, so I was...
You were like, Zach, you didn't even know who the president of the Union was at the time of the Civil War. Please shut up.
Here's a little history trivia for you. Do you know what they called the period of time after the Civil War? Like the couple decades after.
There was a name for it?
Yeah.
I don't know. The age of industry. The industrial era.
No.
The post-Civil War era.
It's the Reconstruction era.
Damn, I had era right, though. That's pretty good.
You had era.
That's pretty nice.
But, because, I mean, we
and actually, I also had
to... Go ahead.
I also had the right. So technically, I was 66% right. Which I'm pretty sure how they redid letter grades in school would get me passing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's how, you know, how much we would weight the two words "the" and "era" in that whole phrase, but, you know.
Been a while since you've been in school. Well, you were never
true.
In school. So.
You
were homeschooled, right?
But I went to college.
Oh, right. You did?
Remember we talked about it in our...
yeah, I didn't listen to that episode.
Education, career...
Do you listen to the episodes after they come out?
Sometimes, but even without listening to them, I remember what people say.
Well, of course you do. It was your life.
You don't remember my phrase that I dropped out of college twice?
No, I thought it was you never had a dad twice. Oh, no, that was Joe.
That was Joe.
Oh, sorry.
Shout out, Joe.
Okay, so the Revolutionary Era?
Reconstruction, bro.
I got rewrites. Oh, guys, Zach's head has been in his... Well, his face has been in his hand about 80% of this episode so far.
So, Reconstruction. And that's when, I mean, we had to...
Let me guess. We were just rebuilding the country.
Well, yeah, but you have to think, right?
Nail it.
600,000 Americans died because everyone on each side was American. At the end of the day, more than 500,000 people were killed in that war, and that was in a much, you know, smaller population.
This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Is that just soldiers, or is that including civilians, slaves at the time, because obviously they were involved, right, and that, like, women and children?
That's actually a very good question. As far as I know, that is just military.
That's wild.
Just soldiers. It was the 600-some thousand. To put it into perspective, in World War II, we lost fewer people. If I'm not mistaken, though, Russia lost the most people in World War II. Hmm. But this isn't Russian history. This is American history.
Well, so, World War II, we will have to get to.
Right. We'll get there. We'll get there. That's jumping ahead 100 years. Well, like 80 years.
Why is there so much war in the world? And why are we only focusing on that? I want to talk about George Washington Carver invented the frippin' peanut.
He didn't invent the peanut.
Yes, he did. What'd he do?
A peanut's a plant. He didn't invent a plant.
He discovered the peanut? Yeah, don't act all high and mighty and then
he didn't invent a peanut, but George Washington Carver, didn't he do stuff with vaccines?
What?
No. And come up with the vaccine? No.
Who knows? I'm pretty sure he invented the peanut.
He invented peanut butter.
Booker T. Washington flew a plane.
That was the Wright brothers.
Yeah, the Wright brothers invented
flight.
Yeah, but Booker T. Washington flew planes with the Tuskegee Airmen.
That's, again, jumping way ahead.
Oh.
You're not going to talk about the West? The Gold Rush?
If you want to learn about the Gold Rush, go play Red Dead Redemption.
That's true. The Pinkerton Detective Agency, which, for the time...
All right, this is going to be a longer episode than I thought. Yeah, America's got a lot of history, apparently.
Was a bigger military power than the United States military and controlled most of the U.S. territories and westward expansion.
But what did the Stinkertons control?
I mean, they were basically what today we would consider a private military contracting company. You know, and they were for hire and controlled almost all of westward expansion.
No, I honestly didn't know that. I thought they were just made up in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, it's a real
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. All right, this is a lot less fun than I thought, because you know too much about history.
I mean, in reality, I don't know all that much.
You just know more than me.
Like, there are probably going to be so many people in the comments being like, you guys are idiots and you forgot this or you got this wrong. And how do you not
listen to our episode with so many people in the
listen,
comments?
Listen, I'm also speaking about our future audience once we blow up.
And when people, we blow up, this episode is getting taken off.
No, and people are going to come back and listen to our early episodes, you know, when we're famous.
God, I hope my kids listen to this someday. Kids, when you exist,
yep,
you're going to listen to this podcast and you're going to say, Dad, why am I smarter than you at the age of 7 than you were at the age of 30? And I'll say, because Uncle Zach Jenkins taught you everything.
Doubtful. Wow, this episode devolved really fast.
It was getting too historical and so not as funny. Yes.
So, yeah, Civil War, Reconstruction, we took over the West.
Boring, continue.
And we did lots of terrible things.
That's all of every every civilization in history has done terrible things to get to where they are.
Yeah.
It's like Lex was asking me, like, why is like the British flag and so many other countries' flags? I'm like, they
because they
were colonies. They Australia was just a jail.
The world.
Yeah.
And now koalas drop out of trees and try and kill people.
And carry chlamydia.
Australians carry chlamydia?
Well, probably, but koalas do.
Really?
Yeah. Weird animal fact.
So why isn't it called chlamydia?
So then there was, like, you know, the Industrial Revolution.
Is that when the steam engine came to be a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Printing press.
Probably. Probably. Trains, planes, and automobiles.
John Candy.
Trains, planes, and automobiles. We had trains. They invented flight. They invented the automobile.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
It
was a good movie.
It's a good movie. Okay.
So what year are we in?
We're in like the early 1900s. Teddy Roosevelt was around during this time, which he is a wild...
That's wild. The Civil War was not that long ago.
It's less than 200 years ago.
Sheesh. We can only say that for another 17 years. We're old.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, no. 37 years. 27 years. Math's hard. Teddy Roosevelt. Walk tall and carry a big stick. Was that him?
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Ah, yeah.
But he has tons of
and
great quotes.
And he was older than FDR.
Yes. Because he was president in the early 1900s, 19-teens, mm-hmm. maybe?
He fought Indians.
Yes, he fought...
I am on a roll.
He was what? Buffalo? One of the Buffalo soldiers? Buffalo?
Wild Bill Hickok.
That was, I think, like 1880s, 1890s, which was earlier.
Buffalo Bill.
But... Teddy Roosevelt did lots of wild stuff, like he got shot while he was president and still like carried on a speech.
Yeah.
I
knew that.
He
Abraham Lincoln got shot and did not carry on a speech.
Wow. Correct.
I'm not saying it's a contest, but like he was a weak president. That's why he's only on the penny. And Teddy Roosevelt is on the...
Do you actually know the answer to this?
Dime. Nickel.
I actually don't know.
Is he on any currency?
I actually think it's on the half dollar. I think it's Roosevelt.
Daggummit. The Susan B. Anthony.
Pause. Can I... Well, we don't have to pause the podcast, but can I pause and check? Because I'm pretty sure it's the half dollar that has Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, you can check.
I just want to check that one.
We'll do a live check.
I'm close. He's not on the half dollar. He's on the $1 coin.
Oh.
So, you were close in a sense.
About what?
Because you thought Teddy Roosevelt was on the dime.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Franklin Roosevelt who's on the dime.
Franklin Delano.
Yep.
Roosevelt.
FDR.
Yeah.
And then I was... totally wrong with. I thought it was the half dollar when Teddy's on the full dollar. And do you know who's on the half dollar? I just learned. He's already been mentioned in this podcast.
Robert E. Lee.
No. Otherwise, people would be, you know, rioting and tearing down. Yeah.
Susan B. Anthony.
No. Mr. JFK himself.
Huh. Wow. Who was on the $2 bill?
Wasn't that Jackson? Or no, he's on the $5.
He's on the $20.
$20, you're right.
Abraham Lincoln's on the $5.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Who's on the $50?
The $50? Because I know Benjamin Franklin is on the $100.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
I never see $50 bills.
Because you just swim in hundreds?
No, because I swim in dollars. I can't remember right now. I actually don't generally.
I believe it's Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. Is it Jefferson on the $2 bill?
not Thomas Jefferson, Jefferson Davis, the Confederate president. He was the Confederate president, right? Was that Jefferson Davis? Andrew Davis?
You're the Confederate expert here. So Teddy Roosevelt, who also, while he was president, was blinded in one eye because he fought in an illegal underground boxing match while he was president of the United States.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Did he win?
I have no idea. I know he was blinded in an eye. He was wild. Yeah, he did lots crazy. Of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Most of my historical knowledge about Teddy Roosevelt is from Robin Williams' portrayal of him in Night of the Museum.
He has a fantastic quote, the man in the arena. Quote. I have it at my house. It's great. It's a long quote. I'm not going to read it, but.
Wow, this is a pretty pointless story then. Let's move on.
He's got a lot of great quotes.
That's cool. Let's go.
So.
After Teddy Roosevelt. What's the next big thing that happened?
World War One happened.
1917.
That was when America got involved.
Ah, dadgummit. Okay, so, that's pretty good though. I'll take my knowledge on that.
We're talking American history.
Yeah.
1917 is where.
15? 14.
I believe it was 14 that it started. I think it was 14 to 18, another like 4-year war.
Man, 4 is like the magic number. What happened in Afghanistan, am I right?
Yeah, and Vietnam.
Oil. What?
No, it was opium. Oil was Iraq.
Oh.
Yeah, Afghanistan was all the poppy fields.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. They all blend together.
Why do you think we have an opioid crisis?
Because the government needs to control us and manage population.
And where do you think they got the opium? That's one conspiracy theory out there.
Okay, I'm done derailing it.
World War One happened, which America was really only involved in for like 18 months.
Yeah.
I think it was only like 18 months.
They don't talk about that a lot.
No, but it was super brutal because it was during the... you know, kind of like the aftermath of the Industrial Revolution and this technological boom. So, you know, the world was basically coming up with new ways of, like, how do we horribly maim and kill each other? And that was kind of our testing ground. And it's when you saw, like, mustard gas and machine guns hit the forefront and planes being used in combat. It was interesting, terrible times.
Did they try and put a stop to chemical warfare after
that? Yes, after that is when they made chemical war or chemical munitions a no-go.
So that led into the Roaring Twenties. When was Prohibition? Was that like the 50s?
Prohibition? No. Prohibition was in the 20s.
20s? Depression. Yeah.
So the Depression actually hit at the end of the 20s. So the Roaring Twenties, because it was a post-war boom, right? But then there was Prohibition, and then that's when, you know, they had speakeasies, and like the mob and all that stuff was big, and you had moonshiners and all that stuff, you know, running alcohol. And then... if I remember correctly, well, so Roaring Twenties, right? That's when everyone talked like this. Yeah. You know, all the radio hosts and all that stuff. No?
We should talk like that. Yes, eh?
What I gave you was about my only ability to copy like the 20s radio voice. And I will.
If you can say one thing, you can say it all. You see? Come on now. Step right up. Just keep talking like that. No one will ever see the difference. That was robotic Asian man.
Well, and that's when they had like swing became a big thing. Am I right? Or am I thinking something? Because that's when like flappers came about. And so I think I definitely misspoke. Swing would have been the 50s.
That makes sense.
But... yeah, so I guess it was a good time, you know.
And then people got depressed.
And then I do not know very much about the Great Depression. I believe it started in 1929, and went into the 1930s. But also during that time, we also had like climate stuff go terribly wrong. So like there was a huge drought in the Midwest, which started like the Dust Bowl and stuff like that. I thought that
was a college football game.
I mean, it probably is now.
And then World War II.
And that's also when, you know, evil mustache man started rising to power over in Germany.
Though he wasn't German. Let's just get that clear, everybody.
He was Austrian.
Yeah. So I just had a patient, like literally just had a patient who grew up in Germany. And she was about 4 years old when the war started.
Wow.
And so like when it was in its heat and everything, she was like 5, 6. And yeah. she was telling me how she remembered like being in Germany in school and like bombs getting dropped on them and having to go to bomb shelters and stuff.
That's wild.
And then they obviously were just looking for ways out of the country and finally got out of the country. But I was like, yeah, she had like made friends with like a lot of Jewish people. And
really?
I was like, this is crazy.
That is super
stuff you make
wild.
A movie out of.
Yeah.
He was awesome. She kissed my hand.
Oh, sweet yeah. little old lady.
Yeah.
She okay. wasn't driving though, was she? Because then you would have been mad at her.
Yes. I would have been.
So World War II happened. You know, small little hiccup in world history. No big NBD. Just kidding. It was like,
also rigged.
Rigged. No, like that really changed the whole culture, climate of the world and America. Because we were kind of isolationist.
Was it called World War II in the heat of it?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I know during World War I, they called it the Great War.
Hmm. It's interesting.
World War II, you know. America was very isolationist in World War I and World War II. We didn't want to get involved. And then the dang Japanese had to go and blow us up. And then we were all like, All right, fine.
Was it really that bad, though? I didn't mean it like that. Like, how many planes did they crash into Hawaii?
Wow, also wrong.
How many planes did they crash into a ship?
So, you're very much so thinking 9/11 terms. They launched a full-fledged attack, bombed our airfields, bombed the Navy, and took out a large chunk of our Pacific fleet, killed...
But it wasn't even a continental state.
But it was a big source of our Pacific power, because we'd also been involved in conflicts in, like, the Philippines
and stuff like
that.
But why did they go after Hawaii?
Because it was our main, like, naval jumping-off point, and that's where most of our naval power was actually stationed.
But
so
why did they attack us? We weren't doing anything.
Right, but they were already at war invading China and trying to take over because it was the Japanese Imperial Army at that point in time. They thought that their emperor was a god and he wanted to basically what Hitler was doing with Europe, taking everything over, the Japanese wanted to do throughout throughout Asia and the Pacific. So they attacked
the Emperor's groove.
Yeah, we threw off the Emperor's groove. We used the sun twice to throw off the Emperor's groove.
Oof.
But not only, they didn't just attack Pearl Harbor. Like, yes, that was the first attack, but they also attacked a lot of U.S. Bases in the Philippines and in other Pacific areas. We actually were getting pushed out of the Pacific until we could rally and start an offensive against them, actually launching from Australia and pushing north, kind of island hopping.
And who was the president when World War II started?
He's on the dime.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Correct. FDR.
When does Lyndon B. Johnson factor in? Isn't he part of this war?
Because when FDR died, Truman was his vice president and became...
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Oh.
So Truman was after.
Yeah. After Truman's actually the one that authorized dropping the sun on the Empire of the Sun. Oh. So, yeah, we won World War II. I really, honestly, give credit where credit's due. The Russians won World War II. The Russians actually, their fight on the Eastern Front made up like 60% of the casualties that Germany took.
How come they don't teach us that in school?
Because we're in America and we want to make ourselves look good.
I thought Russians were communists.
They were. Yeah, they were under Stalin. Stalin originally had a treaty and started World War II on Germany's side. But evil mustache man got a little too big for his britches and decided he wanted Russia too. And he turned on his own ally and attacked Russia. And
bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for them.
Yeah. No, I mean, he almost made it happen. He almost got to Moscow. But then, you know, a Russian winter hit and they made a stand and at Stalingrad and they threw, so we lost a little over 400,000 Americans in World War II. The Russians lost 22 million.
What? There's no way that's right. No, don't look it up now. It's going to be next episode. No. That's impossible. Because
they lost something like 1 or 2 million in the defense of Stalingrad alone. Like, people don't realize how bad. Like, D-Day was bad, but the war on the Eastern Front.
How did it survive as a country then?
Because Russia's a big country.
That's just baffling to me.
Without Russia, we probably wouldn't have won World War II.
It's weird that you're un-American.
I'm not an American. I'm just speaking real history. But without America, like, Britain would be speaking German right now. So, yeah, no.
Fair.
And the French would be speaking German again. You're welcome, French. We've saved you twice. And then we came back from World War II and the boomer generation and all of the dudes that survived and had PTSD came home and drank and knocked their wives up and had a bunch of babies.
So we're going to stop the episode here, everybody, because we are getting just
way
more into it. Like, I thought this was going to, like, be a funny half hour episode where we look like idiots. Instead, it's an hour and 22 minutes where I look like an idiot. albeit you'll probably only hear maybe 53 minutes of this. But we're going to stop it here. We'll do a second part of this, and then we'll do an episode that Zach and I actually have to listen to these episodes and then see how wrong we actually were about life.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, listen to the episodes like you have been. Thank you so much. Watch our reels.
Life hacks.
Life hacks with Zach. I'll stop putting music behind them because you guys just keep complaining about it, even though I think just listening to our voices is boring.
So. I didn't complain.
People complained. I got messages on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Have we gotten a message from our fan in the Netherlands?
No, he has not listened to the depression episode.
Wow. So
he or she, I should say.
The was that the one that we shouted him out?
No, it was the music one. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It was the music one. He has not listened, or she has not listened to that. In due time. I think there's a time difference between here and the Netherlands. I don't know if it's less than a week or not, though. I'm just playing. I know it's more than a week. But thank you guys for listening to us. Keep following on Instagram for updates and everything. Send us messages if you want to ridicule our history or come and talk about other funny things like this. Because
yeah,
I just realized
suggest funny things to talk about. We like deep, heavy episodes, but we also want, you know, some more lighthearted ones if you have any ideas. Yeah.
And I just realized that this was our first episode with just you and me as co-hosts because the lost episode was in fact lost. So, hey, this was fun. Keep listening. Any parting words for the fans?
How about them Chiefs?
Go Chiefs.
There's a Chiefs game today, and I'm slowly trying to convert
This was recorded on Thursday, October 12th. And the Chiefs play the Broncos, and the Chiefs are going to win because the Broncos are terrible.